Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the first time in franchise history, the Bruins will host Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight at the Garden. If they win, they raise the cup for the seventh time in team history and for the first time since they won it all back in 2011. That was also a Game 7, but it was on the road in Vancouver. If the Bruins lose, and I can't believe I'm even saying that, it'll be the first Stanley Cup win ever for the St. Louis Blues. Here to tell us what to expect tonight and more is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Hi, Shira.
Hi, Bob.
So there haven't been a lot of Game 7s in the Stanley Cup Final at all in its history. It's actually only happened 17 times. What were the players saying yesterday about competing in this Game 7 at the Garden?
Well, obviously, they're excited. A winner-take-all Game 7 is absolutely the kind of situation hockey players dream about when they're growing up. They also talked about the crowd support they'll get. And for the record, home teams have fared much better in a Stanley Cup Final Game 7 with 12 wins and 4 losses. Forward Patrice Bergeron talked about how the atmosphere would be electric and how the Bruins need to use home ice and the home crowd to their advantage. But his teammate, forward Brad Marchand, offered a slightly different perspective.
It's going to be a very hard-fought battle. You know, it's nice that we're at home, but the game's fought and played on the ice, and that's where we have to focus all of our energy.
Bottom line, basically, as Marchand said, it doesn't matter where you're playing when you're playing in a Game 7 for the Cup.
So given that, are they doing anything special to prepare for tonight's game? Any special pregame speeches to get the team inspired?
Well, in the speeches department, I think the consensus was that there's nothing elaborate being planned, that you can't really force that kind of stuff. If something needs to be said, though, Coach Bruce Cassidy felt that the players, particularly the veterans, would know how to handle it. As for dealing with the nerves, here's what Cassidy had to say about that.
Once the puck drops, we feel we're prepared to play. I think that's the easiest way to get through your nerves. If you know you're prepared and you haven't crammed, so to speak, we've gone through checklists of what we want to hit.
And basically, that checklist is about the players staying with the routine that got them here.
All right, let's talk about what might happen after the puck drops tonight. It has been a very physical series so far, with some questionable calls by the refs, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
You think we can expect more of the same in Game 7, at least the physical part?
Yes, no doubt it will be a physical game. Without the prospect of a next game suspension, I think things could be even more physical than they've been up till now. We've seen the toll the Blues' physical play has taken throughout the series, notably with defenseman Matt Grizzlick. He was hit from behind, as you may recall, in Game 2, suffered a concussion, and he's been in the league's concussion protocol ever since. If he's cleared to play, obviously there's a bit of a risk bringing him back for likely the most physical game of the series. Plus, at this point, Cassidy seems reluctant to change his defensive pairings. It will be very interesting to see how tightly the referees call this game tonight.
Do you think it's going to be a low-scoring game? I ask because most of the other Game 7s in Stanley Cup Finals have been tight contests. So what's it going to take to win this?
Well, if it is a tight game, then obviously you're going to look for a big game from Bruins goaltender Tuukka Rask. And time and time and time again throughout the playoffs, he's come up big when the Bruins have needed him to. Rask is the obvious choice for the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is given to the MVP of the playoffs. He's even played at a level where there are a lot of hockey pundits who think he'll be the Conn Smythe winner, even if the Bruins lose. Here's what Rask said when he was asked if he was worried about anything heading into Game 7.
No worries. I don't think you play this long and battle hard just to, you know, come here and start worrying about anything. It's a game, and you go out there, you execute, and then hopefully you play your best game and see what happens.
I think you get a pretty good glimpse there of the mindset that's made Rask so good during the postseason. And actually, it's the mindset I think the Bruins are going to have to take into tonight.
All right, Shira, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What do you think the score will be tonight?
I'm going 3-2 Bruins, and it's going to come down to the third period, so a bit of a nail-biter.
I'm with you on this, Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society reporter. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.